Chapter 31. Great crash. While upon the other, the good ship Temperance sailed away with a fair wind, to the heart's content of the captain, crew, and passengers. After going round the town, the procession repaired to a certain appointed place, where, as the printed program set forth, it would be received by the children of the different free schools, singing temperance songs. Apostrophe I was prevented from getting there, in time to hear these little warblers, or to report upon this novel kind of vocal entertainment. Novel, at least, to me. But I found in a large open space, each society gathered round its own banners, and listening in silent attention to its own orator. The speeches, judging from the little I could hear of them, were certainly adapted to the occasion, as having that degree of relationship to cold water which wet blankets may claim. But the main thing was the conduct and appearance of the audience throughout the day, and that was admirable and full of promise. Cincinnati is honorably famous for its free schools, of which it has so many that no person's child among its population can, by possibility, want the means of education, which are extended, upon an average, to 4,000 pupils annually. I was only present in one of these establishments during the hours of instruction. In the boys' department, which was full of little urchins varying in their ages, I should say, from 6 years old to 10 or 12, the master offered to institute an extemporary examination of the pupils in algebra, a proposal which, as I was by no means confident of my ability to detect mistakes in that science, I declined with some alarm. In the girls' school, reading was proposed. And as I felt tolerably equal to that art, I expressed my willingness to hear a class. Books were distributed accordingly, and some half dozen girls relieved each other in reading paragraphs from English history. But it seemed to be a dry compilation, infinitely above their powers, and when they had blundered through 3 or 4 dreary passages concerning the Treaty of Amiens, and other thrilling topics of the same nature obviously without comprehending 10 words, I expressed myself quite satisfied. It is very possible that they only mounted to this exalted stave in the ladder of learning for the astonishment of a visitor, and that at other times they keep upon its lower rounds. But I should have been much better pleased and satisfied if I had heard them exercised in simpler lessons, which they understood. As in every other place I visited, the judges here were gentlemen of high character and attainments. I was in one of the courts for a few minutes, and found it like those to which I have already referred. A nuisance cause was trying, there were not many spectators, and the witnesses, counsel, and jury, formed a sort of family circle, sufficiently jocose and snug. The society with which I mingled was intelligent, courteous, and agreeable. The inhabitants of Cincinnati are proud of their city as one of the most interesting in America, and with good reason. For beautiful and thriving as it is now, and containing, as it does, a population of 50,000 souls, but 52 years have passed away since the ground on which it stands, bought at that time for a few dollars, was a wild wood, and its citizens were but a handful of dwellers in scattered log huts upon the river's shore. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.